Hi, I'm thankful to Kol Eli and Hadaf for giving me this opportunity to present an organized understanding of Masechet Kinim. This presentation is an update of the extemporaneous recordings that I made for the Kol Eli in 2004 and of other extemporaneous recordings online that I made in 2012. Since I have reviewed Masechet Kinim countless times since those recordings, I hope that this presentation will be easy for everyone. This is my introduction to this new, hopefully complete presentation of all of Masechet Kinim. Kinim, by the way, means nests, even if my pronunciation may confuse some, since even if spelled differently, it sounds a lot like the Pesach plague of Kinim, which means lice, not nests. However, our nests are sacrificial birds, korbanot, and also note, Kinim has nothing to do with the birds of the Torah mitzvah, shiluach kin, okay? These current recordings are each divided into two sections, the first half being a simple overview of the Mishnah in a straightforward way, and the second half being some of my own peculiar observations, which I have not found mentioned in any of the commentators. How simple and straightforward is the first half? Please recall that Perkei Avot mentions that the six orders of Mishnah should be conceptually accessible to first-time learners who are from age 10 to age 15. So if Torah Moshe, the Chumash, was first learned one book per year from age 5 to age 10, then all of Mishnah should be first learned one Mishnah per month in order to get through it in the 5 years of age 10 to age 15. And it is to a young student, age 14, that I am here trying to focus when I suggest that the first half of each recording is simple and straightforward. Of course, I expect him to be learning this with his father, his Rebbe, and his Chavrusa over the course of an entire month, even though Masechet Kinim has only three prakim, comprising 15 Mishnahs, and in total the whole Masechet may have about 400 words. For first-time learners, expect to digest this Mishnah and these presentations slowly, maybe 5 or 6 Mishnahs per week, with some days left over in the month to review too. Why is Masechet Kinim so frightening to adult learners, and yet so accessible to a 14-year-old? An adult learner first sees that the example is sacrificial birds, and he instinctively says to himself, "Oy vey, I should learn all the halacha regarding korbanot before I even attempt to learn Masechet Kinim." Wrong. Consider that a 14-year-old at the time of the Beis HaMikdash would have said, "Wow, we're going to learn Masechet Kinim next month, and I wonder what interesting concepts we're going to learn using the familiar example of sacrificial birds." You see, whenever we try to teach anything, we look for familiar examples so that the students will be able to work through enough problems to be able to grasp the concept that these problems illustrate. However, today, korbanot and many other examples in Mishnah are no longer familiar, even to the extent that commentators often offer various possible explanations of what some example or other might mean. Accordingly, we may find examples in the Mishnah to be confusing rather than clear. And likewise today, much of halacha learning has moved forward to other examples and also to other ways of introducing halacha to students age 10 to 15, such as Mishnah Torah and Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. So when I suggest that the first half of each presentation should be simple and straightforward to a first-time Masechet Kinim learner of age 14, what I intend to focus on is the concept of halacha logic that is unique to Masechet Kinim, and not so much on the example of sacrificial birds that it uses. I believe that this focus is consistent with the unopposed opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Chisma in Perkei Avot, who teaches, firstly, that Kinim and Piskei need to comprise the body of halacha, which I understand to mean that they exemplify two ongoing aspects of halacha logic. Now, to relate to this, to a familiar Mishnah example, let's first look at the beginning of Masechet Brachot that brings two kinds of boundaries as examples, dawn and dusk. The example dawn is almost instantaneous, a change in human vision between night vision and day vision. Specifically, if it is now the start of daytime, then you should be able to distinguish between white and techelet. By the way, seeing white is seeing light distinguished from gray levels, while techelet, however it was manufactured, is of two dye components, one indigo, which is close to the blue-violet, ultraviolet color vision limit, and the other of tire red, which is close to the red infrared color vision limit. To be able to distinguish between white and techelet indicates that there is enough light to enable color vision. However, night vision under natural light, not a normal example in our current environment, which is saturated with artificial light, so as to even allow us to distinguish colors at night. Again, the Mishnah example is no longer familiar to the ordinary life example for us. Now, the other example at the beginning of Masechet Brachot is to distinguish between day vision and night vision. And this is a different kind of problem, since our color vision tries to adapt to lower lighting of dusk, Bein HaShemashot, and this boundary is not almost instantaneous like the clear-cut vision change at dawn. The dusk boundary is fuzzy, and for some complex cases of halacha, events during this fuzzy interval have a status of the illuminated day prior, while other events during this fuzzy interval have the status of the next day. These two examples, the sharp dawn vision boundary and the fuzzy dusk vision boundary, are paradigm examples of logic that is used all over Mishnah, Talmud, and Halacha, such as the fuzzy status of Carmelite, which is neither public domain nor private domain, nor a third domain. For some cases, it has the status of public, and for others, the status of private. Now back to Rav Eliezer ben Kisma's teaching. Kinim and Piskei neither comprise the body of halacha. For Masechet Kinim, we can learn the halacha concepts of sharp dawn-type logic boundaries, while for the examples of Piskei Nida, we can learn the halacha concepts of fuzzy dusk-type logic boundaries. Accordingly, in Kinim, at least for the simple, straightforward appreciation, each Mishnah teaches another sharp halacha boundary logic case. And like examples in arithmetic, there should only be one correct answer. While in Piskei Nida, there can be and are multiple opinions regarding where the halacha boundary status should be set. Since those type examples are typically fuzzy type cases for logic. Regarding the second half of each of my presentations, there I hope to bring some of my own peculiar observations which I have not found mentioned in any of the commentators. I believe that commentary is not just there to answer our question, and commentary is not just there to teach us other ways of thinking. Commentary also expects each of us to go back to the core text and to try to reason it for ourselves according to the way each of us thinks, even if this often leaves us with a deep sense of, I don't know. That's okay. And that is one of the reasons that Chazorah is so very important. Chazorah is not just to review the text during our current learning. Chazorah is also to return at some later date to the same material, to both learn it anew and to reconsider our earlier I don't knows, and to see more depth and more maturity in the text, which often leaves us with a new I don't know for next time. Since I have tried to learn Masechet Kini many, many times, some of my earlier I don't know issues have come to curious observations, which I would like to share, even if they are potentially insignificant when compared to those of our awesome commentators. Just as my curious observations have helped me to better appreciate halacha, to find all of Mishnah to be much more interesting than I ever expected, and even to begin to see levels of mature detail in Torah Moshe that I never ever imagined to be there, nor for me to notice, I hope that my curious observations will encourage and motivate you to review your current learning and to return again in the future to that learning anew. Now, my curious observations for the second half of this introduction presentation portion are mainly to discuss my appreciation of Masechet Kinin as relevant beyond its usefulness of it in halacha reasoning. Having personally learned Masechet Kinin with many individuals over these last 30-odd years, I have found that two types of individuals seem to most appreciate Masechet Kinin as helpful in their daily lives. These, curiously, are attention deficit sufferers and high-level consulting professionals. Attention deficit sufferers typically have one or many kinds of dyslexia, for lack of a better label, which generally means that they are learning to cope with some incomplete or missing sensory information process. An attention deficit disorder also means that there are some kinds of details which most people can distinguish between, which they cannot distinguish between. And this attention deficit causes them to make certain types of mistakes, while those without this type of attention deficit find the distinctions obvious. Examples are not just the confusion recognizing between similar shaped letters, or the order of letters, or of words, or of symbols. Similarly, there are some people who see all of the colors but cannot distinguish between two, such as between red and green. Or there are some people who can hear all of the notes of a song but cannot distinguish between two approximate notes as to which of those notes is higher and which of those is lower. For all of these many different kinds of attention deficit disabilities, the logic of Masechet Kinin proves to be the pattern of reasoning that they have been trying to invent to help them to think around their affliction. And since I believe that every person has some kinds of built-in blockages which prevent them from making some distinctions that may be obvious to others, Masechet Kinin, which is the arithmetic of logic, helps them to distinguish between their otherwise identical objects. In the Kinim example, we learn to use logic to somewhat distinguish between identical pigeons or between identical turtle doves. However hard you may find some specific Mishnah and Kinim to grasp, know that it is worth your while, since this is an issue where you can progress. Now, another type of individuals who generally benefit, appreciate, and actually enjoy learning Masechet Kinim are high-level consulting professionals. For example, medical doctors specialists who try to reason through unusual combinations of ambiguous symptoms and ambiguous laboratory test results. For example, when some laboratory test comes out positive, that usually means some disease X. However, in a few cases, it can actually mean something else. And this type of ambiguity is true about almost all physical and chemical symptoms. Thus, the line physician generally prescribes the most likely treatment for the symptoms. However, the specialists will often try to use their experience to reason around the failure of that most likely treatment. Similarly, with engineering specialists, plumbers, gardeners, parents, and even rabbis. Accordingly, Masechet Kinim is not only the package of logic that sensory-impaired individuals are trying to invent, Masechet Kinim is also the package of logic that high-level consulting professionals are trying to apply, in addition to their respective expertise in the factual knowledge of some natural science and or the factual knowledge of some information science. Finally, returning to Rabbi Eliezer ben Kisma in Perkei Avot, where he teaches Kinim upiskei nida hen hen gufei halachot tekufot vegematriot parperot lechochma. That is, firstly, Kinim and piskei nida comprise the body of halacha, and secondly, tekufot and gematria comprise parperot techochma. Tekufot being the example of calculating the new month, which transposed in today would be factual knowledge of natural science. Gematriot being the quantification of letters example, which transposed into today would be the factual knowledge of information science. Parperot is what we dip our normal meal of bread into, since real bread is, or at least it was, nutritionally complete, and only a poor person eats bread alone. and Chochmah is wisdom. Thus, this Mishnah for us today says, this Mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer ben Chisma says, the logic of sharp boundaries learned from Masechet Kinim, together with the logic of fuzzy boundaries learned from the status assignment of Nida, these two logic protocols together constitute the substance of halacha logic, while dipped into the factual understanding of natural science and the factual understanding of information science, together constitute the substance of wisdom. Of course, today most rabbis dip their halacha logic into the fields of education, therapy, counseling, charity, and community organization, because most of us, or all of us in this generation, are individually and collectively struggling with and trying to recover from primary personal traumas, secondary traumas absorbed from events that are still in living memory, and tertiary traumas which comprise many of the events of our history over the past two or three millennia. Okay, I hope to return to the ideas in this introduction after presenting all of Masechet Kinim in a simple and straightforward way, and hopefully this will help to return Masechet Kinim to the basic Jewish education of every 14-year-old, of their fathers, and even of their rebbes, since according to my best understanding, this study will enhance their appreciation of halacha and their respect for those actual, factual aspects of natural science and information science which we dip our daily lives into. By the way, I am some kind of attention deficit sufferer, and simultaneously I am also some kind of high-level consulting professional, so this may help to explain why I have so much joy from learning, reviewing, returning to, and sharing Masechet Kinim, and Bezrat Hashem, that you too may find some part of your Jewish enlightenment in Masechet Kinim too. Thank you.